about the apparition of Saint Mary, the mother of the true light in Zaytun. Bishoy, our son Bishoy, Yikum Bishoy, Mikhail, will present to us tonight.
Excuse my voice, but I introduced to Bishoy. We spoke before about two books, the Return of Our Lady to Egypt from Father Palmer, who is a Catholic priest, and we have a PDF for that book. If anybody wants it, has to give me his email or her email. The second book was by Pearl Zaki, who is an American lady married to an Egyptian doctor. She is still living in Minnesota. She is 93 years old, and we presented that a few days ago. Now, a third book written by Father, I don't know if he's a father or not, but he is a British subject who wrote a book based on the other two books, and his name is Francis Johnston, and that's what Bishoy will present to you. Actually, his sister, Violette, is the one who presented the thing, but she's shy to present it. He will present it on her behalf.
Okay, thank you. Okay, so I'm just going to talk quickly about the book I was asked to read called 1 Million Saw Mary. So I'm just going to give a quick summary about the book and hopefully intrigue you enough to get you to read it also and to talk about when Mary came to Zaytun. Okay, so maybe before I start, the book is considered very popular on Amazon. As you can see, it has 5 stars overall. So many people have read it. It is available on Amazon if you'd like to buy it, or I'm not sure if Uncle... There is a link at the end so that you could download it for free. So just a couple of, maybe a quick review of what we've heard from the previous presentations from Uncle Boulis. So we know that this apparition was actually foretold before because a certain family under the name of Khalil in the 1920s, they owned the land that the Church of Zaytun is on. And he was asked and told by St. Mary in a dream to build a church under her name and that she would appear 50 years later. So that was kind of a very good miracle that happened before to foreshadow the miracle of the apparition. And as we heard before, maybe a little review, the first apparition that took place was on Tuesday, April 2nd, 1968, and it kept going for 3 more years after that, all the way to 1971. As you can see, this is one of the images of St. Mary. She was described as shimmering robes of light. Many white doves were around her, and there's lots of considered red clouds of incense. And over a quarter of a million people saw her every day, or every night, because she usually appeared around the times between 8 and 4 in the morning, and stayed there multiple times per night. And this was also the first time that Muslims and Christians in Egypt prayed together at the same time. And as it says here, the last apparition was on May 29, 1971. Okay, so from reading the book, there was a couple of key points that I think we should mention, that the book mentioned and really emphasized on. It said the overload of the crowd. So I said about a quarter of a million people were there every day or every night. There were a mix of Muslim, Protestants, Christians, Coptic, Orthodox, even atheists. It was pretty good to see that this apparition was able to do that for the people. Also, people described her, St. Mary and her radiance. It says here, one of the quotes in the book, her radiance was so intense that it was impossible to discern her features. She shone with an overpowering splendor, like the sun in human form, bathing the church with glorious sufficient of light. So as you can see, the pictures that were taken were quite hard to get, as she was really bright, to everyone's eyes. The next thing they really emphasized was her beauty. They really were able to describe her as a physical human being. They were able to see her robe sway in the wind. They were able to see her hands that came up and blessed them at certain times of the night. And it was a very good sight to see, as people have witnessed. So, but the main point of the book really was about the miracles that occurred. There was over thousands of miracles that occurred to Muslims and Christians alike. One of the first miracles to occur was by a Muslim man who was working in the garage in front of the church at the time. He was the first man to witness St. Mary's apparition as he saw it across the church on the north dome. This man actually had a gangrene or an infection in his fingers, which was going to cause him to amputate his hands, or his fingers. He's going to cut off his fingers the next day. But after seeing the apparition of St. Mary, he was one of the first miracles to occur, which the next day he went to the surgeon, and as they were about to do the surgery, they saw that his hands were completely healed, and the gangrene was all gone. So that was the first miracle to occur. A second miracle was a 20-year-old Muslim woman named Medina. She had severe shocks and in her nerves, which made her lose her vision and her ability to speak. After visiting St. Mary's Zaytun, she basically received her sight, and the first thing she was seeing was St. Mary herself. So these are only a few of the miracles that occurred. If you want to read more, there's about like hundreds in the book. You could read every single one in the book if you're interested. It's very overwhelming, to be honest. Also, a cool fact about that the book mentioned was the first picture to be taken of St. Mary. Obviously, at that time, there was no cell phones or smartphones, so not everyone was able to take a picture. But Sir Mr. Wege Risk, he had a 40-year-old photographer at the time. He was able to get a picture of it for the first time. It was kind of hard for him and lots of people to get pictures, as there was over nearly a quarter of a million people, and everyone is standing there pushing and shoving, so it was hard for someone to get the picture. But luckily for him, he was able to get the first ever picture of St. Mary apparition in Zaytun. Another same miracle that occurred was about the leader of the Muslims at the time. One of them were throwing rocks at the pilgrims, or Christians, in Egypt. And in a dream after the apparition, he received a dream from St. Mary. It says angels here, it's actually not right. It's actually St. Mary who told him to stop what he's doing, stop hurting and persecuting the Christians and pilgrims, and to draw crosses on his doors of his house. He then drew over 200 crosses on his door and eventually became a Christian. So that's really the conclusion of the book. This is a quote from Pearl Zeki. This is another book we mention a couple days ago. Just a few things about St. Mary that she mentioned in the book, and how it was very beautiful, and everyone there was really touched by St. Mary's appearance, and how it really affected Christianity at the time and really brought lots of people back to the faith at a time of need in Egypt. Thank you.